Well, I'm very delighted to have a extremely amazing guest on the line, back on the show after a couple of weeks, and coming down to Christchurch for the celebration of the Isaac Theatre's 10th renovation anniversary, I suppose, is what one might call it. I have Richard O'Brien on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Liam. I think it's more than a renovation. I think it's. I think we might be able to call this a rebuild.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't think renovation quite does the term justice. Anyway, I'm amazed it's been 10 years.
It is extraordinary, isn't it? How the time flies. But it seems only yesterday when we were looking at just a brick wall in the front and the containers are holding it up.
Yes, so that was one of the things I was curious about. Is did you really get an opportunity to see it pre its rebuild?
I actually played the theatre in between the two earthquakes. The first had happened, and Christchurch was rebuilding as best it could, you know, and they didn't know a second one was coming along. I wore a nice Jean-Paul Gaultier dinner jacket on stage.
Oh, lovely.
And I had a guitar, an electric guitar, and I signed the electric guitar and I put the back of the jacket and gave that to the rebuild fund. And then went got on a plane to go back to England, and the second one happened. And it was just went on from there, really.
Gosh, I mean, it was kind of quite a scary sort of time. I mean, obviously for a myriad of reasons, but it was scary because the Isaac Theatre always seemed sort of, you know, like a pillar sort of in Canterbury. Do you have fond memories of performing there?
I do indeed. I think I love that theatre. It's got a lot going for it. The whole of that area was the whole Christchurch was damaged severely, but that area got a lot of it, didn't it? Because it's right next to the square that, and the cathedral went down, and part of the Novotel Hotel went down, and it was pretty dramatic, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, it was. But I think it was kind of an important symbol that it was rebuilt, and I think it's probably about the first building to hit a 10-year milestone. And the original building, did you perform there much?
No, only the once. We came down with the Rocky Horror Show in between earthquakes. We were there for a week, and I made contact and made friends with many people in the theatre itself, and dedicated myself also to the fundraising for the rebuild.
Well, thank you, of course, for doing that. That's quite generous of you, and we all appreciate it. Now, for these celebrations, you're introducing quite an exciting friend of yours.
I am. I've got a daughter from England who is at the New Zealand at the present time doing something else, and she's turning up. You know her under the guise of Luna Margolis.
Oh, what a majestic
name! She's
going
to be on stage, she's always. She's got such a generous heart and generous mind, open-minded and open-hearted. I like those kind of people, don't you?
Oh, me too. I certainly do. I think she must just be a delight and a incredible listener, actually. I think a lot of people could, learn something from that. Tell me, this is such an annoying question to ask, I know.
Go on.
But what is she like in person? Is she everything you'd expect?
She's exactly the same. She doesn't. She's one of those people that doesn't change. She's doesn't put on a different persona for different people. She's just herself. And, you know, that's always wonderful, isn't it? It's always lovely.
And now, have you two worked much together, you know, creatively?
No, we haven't, actually. We've partied together, we've had lunch and dinners together, and we've had laughter together, but we've never worked together.
Well, I mean, hey, a lunch is as good as anything, quite frankly. what would your, perfect lunch date be?
These days, I don't know, quite frankly, because I'm very centre-left.
Mm.
And the world, with Trump back in power, is moving more and more right. I'm very scared of right-wing people. There doesn't seem to be any kindness in their hearts.
No,
they seem to be gravitating towards greed all the time, and me, and it's unacceptable.
I know, it's taxes this and money that and all sorts. Yes, I mean, that is, of course, the big thing that sort of happened since we last chat is... He, for God knows what reason, got re-elected, but that is not going to be our problem right now, because fortunately, not yet, no. Now, you're coming down to Christchurch for this anniversary. What kind of does it look like in terms of program-wise? Are there performances and celebrations? Are we kind of memories?
It's a big night. I'm rather intimidated by the others that are on board there. There's all sorts of people coming along and on stage. Annika, I've met before. Do you remember the DNA detectives?
Ring a bell.
Yeah, I did a little thing. We sent people over around the world. Annika Maher was one of our people that we sent around to visit and discover relations and family that they never knew existed before.
Now, that must be fascinating, I always think.
I would have thought so. But once again, rather intimidating. Especially if they turned out to be people you didn't actually like.
Yes, he won't be listening, he won't mind. I have a very good friend actually who's they've just recently discovered they have a whole new side of the family, and his first words to me were, "Oh, they were a bit boring." oh dear. So it is like a night of performances then, I take it.
Well, the Symphony Orchestra, the Showbiz Christchurch, the Royal New Zealand Ballet, Japanese drummers, comedians.
Gosh.
It's a full evening of entertainment.
I can see why you're a little intimidated. That's an awful lot going on.
Yeah.
Gosh. And do you know if anything entails, such as, are there fundraising things? Should we need to be aware of that?
That I don't know. Mm. I don't think so.
Okay.
As far as I know, they wouldn't be averse to you giving them a fiver.
No, I'm sure they wouldn't be. Although I wouldn't be averse to be given a fiver either, actually. So
okay, cool.
Maybe we can both stand and panhandle, maybe. So in terms of I think, you know, how important it is that, you know, cities have venues and theatres like this, I just saw, as someone who has been in the arts for so long and is kind of a bit of a New Zealand icon, I'm not going to lie, how do we take for granted having these venues?
Our biggest problem in New Zealand is our lack of population. The small population doesn't allow us to keep the theatre alive the way it should
be. Right,
because we don't have enough audiences to prop the theatres up. And it tells its tale, and it is a difficulty. The other great thing about it is that the amateur players and actors in this country are absolutely wonderful. There is a great pool of actors in this country, male and female, who are really wonderful, and they have a proper job during the day, and whenever they get the opportunity, turn up for nothing. And work incredibly well. It's a pleasure to take to the stage with these people. I've been overawed with some of the amateur talent that we have, but we can't prop them up. We can't make them full time actors because we just don't have the population to make that happen in this country.
Are there kind of solutions or compromises we can have to these?
No, just your amateur theatres, your amateur operatic societies, right throughout the New Zealand, do a grand job, and it is quite good. So their work is quite wonderful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more there, and I think a lot could be said for New Zealand symphony orchestras as well. I think we're incredible and don't kind of really get enough credit for what they do. Now, Ian McKellen, I believe, has a plaque somewhere in the theatre. Do you have one?
I have a dressing room.
Yes, I am. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It doesn't get much better than that, does it?
Well, what about the statue you have?
I'm a statue and a dressing room, and I'm also a bedroom in the Chelsea Arts Club in London.
Tell me, have you ever invited people round to the Richard O'Brien bedroom?
No, we haven't. We haven't taken advantage of the bedroom as yet. No.
Oh dear, laughing too much here. Hey Richard, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me this morning, and thank you so much for everything you do for theatre in New Zealand, and you know, including the Isaac Theatre. Are people able to come along to this performance, these celebrations?
Indeed they are, and we're counting on them coming along. We've got hundreds of people coming along.
Do come and
make yourself known to me afterwards. There's a bit of a drinky boo in the theatre afterwards.
Oh yes, lovely. I absolutely will do that. Yeah, no, I'll
excellent.
Make myself be known. You have no idea what a can of worms you're opening there, but that is quite all right. Hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Richard. It's always a delight to chat. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, Liam. Same to you and to all your listeners.
Bye now. And that was the wonderful Richard O'Brien of many things, of fame and creativity. They're talking about the 10th anniversary of the Isaac Theatre Royal. Obviously, it's more than 10 years, you know, 10 years of unshakable spirit, as they're calling it.